Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday, March 30th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'm going to take you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. And as we know, the entire sports world and the MMA world is in disarray right now. Everyone's life's in disarray. We're all just waiting out this coronavirus pandemic. It's just crazy. Another weekend of staying in home. And personally, I have been practicing social distancing, so I didn't leave. I think I went out to take my dog for a walk, and that's it. You know, I really haven't been doing anything. I'm trying to do a little part here, trying to flatten the curve. I saw some really disturbing pictures of, like, Toronto yesterday, downtown Toronto, people just walking around up and down the street like normal. Like, they don't realize what they're doing. Like, it's just terrible to watch. So, you know, I hope everyone's staying safe. Obviously, it's a crazy time in the world. I know that a lot of people's jobs are affected right now. A lot of people are home right now. So hopefully I can give you guys some entertainment today. As you guys know, I'm only going to be doing two podcasts until this thing's over. So Monday and Friday. And today's Monday, so I'll be doing the podcast. So we do have a little bit of things to talk about today. Obviously, no fights to break down or anything like that. No fights to recap. But there is some important news. I'm going to start with the biggest thing here. Khabib Nurmagomedov, he says he's stuck in Russia. And he thinks that he doesn't believe he can make it to America or even Dubai to fight Tony Ferguson for the UFC lightweight championship at UFC 249. So this fight, I think this fight's done, guys. And I've been saying this for a few weeks now. Like, Dana White's been adamant that this is going to happen, but I just don't see how it's going to happen. Like, now your champion can't even get back to the States or to Abu Dhabi to fight. According to Khabib, and he did a long Instagram live chat, he says that Dana White and the UFC told him that the card was on, and he said, they said to just, you know, go to Abu Dhabi. And that's probably where the card's going to take place. And he did. And at Abu Dhabi, he was turned around and told that you can't come in the country right now. So he went back home to Russia. And Russia has a travel ban now, too. So he's screwed. I mean, I just can't see any way that he's going to be able to get to the States. And now in his discussion on Instagram, Khabib said that he told the UFC, like, go ahead and move on without me then and get Tony Ferguson another opponent. Now Tony Ferguson saying that he'd be scared. He's not scared, man. This is so stupid. Like, seriously, like, you guys want to know how much I want to see this fight? I want to see it more than anything, but not at the expense of the fighter's health and safety. And to me, like, people are just forgetting that. A lot of MMA fans just don't realize, like, how dangerous it truly is putting on an event, you know, right now. It's not worth it. Especially, like, you don't have any fans there to watch. Like, don't you want to have the audience and that electricity in the crowd? Like, that makes up a lot of the fight, too, in my opinion. Not only that, but these guys aren't even getting a proper training in, guys. A lot of these guys are training solo. They're training with, you know, training partners that really are up to their level. Like, you won't see the same quality fights, in my opinion, that you would otherwise. So as much as I want to see the fights because it's going to give us something to do, I just don't see how it makes any sense at this point. So, you know, especially with Khabib. If Khabib's out, what's the point of having this card? Seriously, you're going to have a main event of, like, Tony Ferguson against, I don't know. I don't even know who it would be. Like, but Justin Gaethje's going to fight on, like, 3 weeks' notice with no training partners. Connor's going to – he can't fly to the States. So how is he gonna fight? It's silly. Like, Dana – it's just old Dana White being stubborn, guys. Seriously. You know, don't believe his lies. You know, that's the famous quote and the famous photo of Dana White as Leonard Shelby from Memento. Don't believe his lies. You know, there's just no chance this card's going to happen. Of course, all of us want to see some fights. It gives us something to do during this – awful time. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of us are just kind of bored, right? A lot of us aren't working as much, and it's definitely not as exciting as it once was a few weeks ago when there was so much just stuff to do, you know. Now we're just kind of stuck at home for the most part, so definitely sucks. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of MMA fans are really selfish, man. Like, they just don't really care about the fighters, in my opinion. They don't really care if they put themselves at risk here. And not only that, but the headache of traveling and stuff. Like, I don't think Dana White cares that much either. You know, like, you have your champion. Khabib's arguably, like, one of the biggest stars in the sport, maybe the biggest besides Conor. And he's kind of been given the runaround, flying to different countries, trying to figure out where to fight. It's not happening now, probably. So no surprise there. I know Dana says he's going to try his best to keep this car on. I don't know, guys. It just seems bad. And the card is in 3 weeks, so I mean, something could change by then. I think maybe that's what he's hoping. But at the same time, like, every day we're getting more and more deaths from the coronavirus. And the United States, the cases are spiking every day, going up and up. So it's scary stuff. Obviously, it just doesn't seem like it's a good idea right now. So, Yeah, I mean, I obviously want to see the fight with you guys, but I just think this is the wrong time to do it. Like, we can't wait a few more months, really? Like, we've been waiting for this fight for years, you know? Why can't we wait a few more months to see it? We'll see what happens. But I will say that, you know, besides Khabib, because it sure doesn't look like he's going to be fighting that card if it happens, which again, I really don't think it's going to happen. And by the way, there was rumors last week that could take place in Florida. Then Ali Abdelaziz denied it'd be taking place in Saudi Arabia, and now there's rumors from Habib saying it was going to take place in Abu Dhabi, which is not going to happen out either. So I guess Florida could be the place, but again, like, you're going to have what, no audience, and really you're putting the fighters at a serious risk. It's just, it seems like a terrible idea. It's not even just, it's not fighting in the cage. When a lot of people are like, oh, it's, you know, they're rubbing against each other, bleeding, sweating. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's terrible. And if someone had coronavirus, it would easily transfer. But it's also just like the travel itself. Like, I personally am not even leaving my house besides getting some groceries. That's it. You know, I can't imagine flying on an airplane right now. I'd be absolutely terrified, you know, because I feel like that'd be the one place where you would catch something easily. So, you know, these guys are flying back and forth around the world trying to figure out where to go, and the fights are happening. Like, look at some of these other guys, like Jan Kutalaba flew well over from Moldova. He's stuck in Las Vegas right now. Is he going to fight? Probably not, because Magomed Ankalev is in Russia. He can't fly over. So everyone's just screwed right now. It's terrible, guys. It really is a bad situation. But again, you know, this is above the UFC. Like, I feel like Dana White's taking it like as a personal offense to him that this event can't happen. Dana, it's not against you, man. It's just the world is in disarray right now due to this coronavirus and people dying everywhere. I don't know. Again, as much as I want to see it, it's got to be safe. But there are some guys that do want to fight in the card. Donald Cerrone threw his hat, name in the hat. Gilbert Burns threw his name in the hat. Vicente Luque threw his name in the hat. I guess we used Donald Cerrone's cowboy hat. That's where they threw all their names into. These guys all want to fight in the card. And Gilbert Burns versus Donald Cerrone sounds like a good fight to me. I'm just saying, like, 3 weeks' notice, these guys can't even train properly. Like, is it really that great of a fight? I don't know. Why can't we just wait till this is over, you know? Because nothing else is happening right now. Like, no other sports leagues are playing. The UFC wants to be taken seriously, like, in compared to the big sports leagues like the NBA and the NHL and the MLB. Why are they still trying to have a fight? Like, those sporting leagues are like, they're just chilling right now. They're like, we'll just wait a few more months. You know, baseball saying they might start in mid-May, June, and finish in December at neutral sites. NBA saying we might start again in June or July. NHL saying we might end the season in September. You know, UFC is like, we're going to start again in 2 weeks. Like, it's crazy. As much as you know, I respect the hell of these guys. Like, they want to fight, they want to make money. And that's the one thing. These guys aren't getting paid. That's the one thing, guys. If they were getting paid otherwise, I don't think they'd want to risk it, but they want to make their paycheck. And you have to, you know, you have to respect that, obviously, but it's still kind of nuts. And if the card does happen, Joe Rogan will be commentating it. That's my next point here. Joe Rogan says he's not going to commentate this card, doesn't want to put himself at risk. Can't blame the guy. He doesn't want to fly to wherever the event will take place. And that's the other thing. Just say the event happens and then the fight happens, and then all of a sudden there's a travel ban, the guys can't get out or something. Like, it's too risky. So you see Joe Rogan, he doesn't want to do it. I guess you'd have probably like someone like Daniel Cormier or Dominic Cruz, someone like that, do the commentary. But again, if there's a maximum of 10 people in the room, I don't even know if you can have a color commentator. Like, you might just, you probably won't have someone in the room. You probably have the commentators watching a stream and doing outside of it, because there's too many people otherwise. There's too many headaches, guys. It's nuts. We'll keep getting updates as we get them. I mean, maybe Dana White will say something today. He's been such a dick lately too. He's just like, you know, going off against the media. It seems like, you know, someone just really angered him, and he's just really upset about everything. And you know, he's just taking it out on the media. Like, what the hell did we do to Dana White? You know what I mean? Like, people are in the media. They're criticizing the UFC because they're going forward with these events, even though the rest of the world's not doing that. Yeah, I think that's fair criticism, you know. And yes, it is hypocritical. Some people are like, "Amok, you know, don't do the event, but I'm gonna watch it." I get that, but at the same time, you know, I think the criticism is fair. So I know Dana's pissed, but at the same time, it's so stupid that he's like, "I know location, I'm telling you now." And that's so immature. Like, it really is. It's really weird. I don't think he has a location, quite frankly, you know. And again, you know, what makes Dana White great is when people say no to him, and he defies the odds and does things. But in this case, it's a battle he can't win. It's a fight he can't win. Anyways, let's move on to some other stuff here. Diego Sanchez, he was speaking on his Instagram. Someone else wrote a post, and he was like, he basically saying he denied he had CTE, and He said that it's like a mental warfare thing, and he just thinks that it's creation for people to create weak minds. Like, I don't want to say the guy is CTE because, like, I don't know if he's been, like, tested for it or whatever. And I'm not 100% sure. I think you have to be deceased already to test the brain for that. I could be wrong about that, but I know, like, a lot of these hockey players that have been tested, like, they do it after they're already passed away. A lot of these guys are enforcers and stuff. Of course, football players as well. But, yeah, I mean, boxers, of course. But, yeah, there are going to – like, MMA is such a new sport, right? And I've talked about this a lot. Sports are only, like, 20, 30 years old, right? So – just wait, you know, 20, 30 years. And you're going to see guys like Diego Sanchez when they're in their 50s, 60s. Then we're going to really see the signs of CT. You're going to see guys like Chuck Liddell. We're going to really see the signs of it. Like, you're already seeing these guys, you know, quote unquote punchy. Just wait a few more years. I mean, a few more decades. Really, you're going to see the impact of it. Diego Sanchez definitely is taking too many blows to the head. I saw a stat yesterday. I think he's surpassed BJ Penn as the most headshots in UFC history, which is obviously very scary. BJ Penn's, of course, retired now. Or he's not, I guess, officially retired. He's been released by the UFC after his last incident. Obviously, I do work for BJ Penn. Don't really have an update as far as that goes. I still think he's going to sign with Bellator eventually, maybe, and fight again. But right now, I guess he's essentially retired. He's retired a few times before. Diego Sanchez is not retired. He's still fighting. He still thinks he could be a contender. But, you know, for me, it's like he has taken a lot of blows to the head. I mean, the proof's in the numbers, right? But at the same time, I don't know if he's been proven as CTE, although the fans are definitely speculating that just based on his speech patterns and based on some of the stuff he says and based on the guys working with Joshua Fabian. Let's get to someone else that lives in Albuquerque, John Jones, legal case update here. So Thursday, he was arrested for DWI, driving while intoxicated, and also negligent use of a firearm. He was drunk. He had a gun in his car. He had an open bottle of liquor in his car. Jorge Masvidal's Mezcal, and the body cam footage was released, which I definitely watched. I love watching those cop shows, like Live PD and Cops. So I, you know, I'm pretty aware of like the sobriety field sobriety tests and how they're conducted. I thought the cop was fair to John Jones. They knew who he was. Obviously, they've had run-ins with John Jones there, so they knew exactly who he was. He's a famous athlete, probably the most famous athlete, I'm guessing, from Albuquerque. They knew exactly who he was. I feel like they were fair to him. You know, I think they're field sobriety tests were, you know, just normal. I don't think they were any different because he's famous. They had him do the nine steps in a row. They had him do the balance step. And of course they had him read the alphabet, and he struggled in everything. You know, he's quite frankly, he struggled badly. And he was using things like his daughter's dyslexic as an excuse for it and stuff like that. It was just pretty ridiculous. He was clearly intoxicated. And when people drive drunk, typically they face the punishment for that. And John Jones has evaded punishment for pretty much everything in the past. You know, he's been given slaps on the wrist, mostly because he's a famous athlete, in my opinion. And they just, you know, usually when a guy's famous, he has good lawyers. And I think that that's helped John Jones a lot. But in this case, I don't think it's going to help him. So on the weekend, you know, a few different lawyers were asked about the John Jones case. There were some different opinions out there, but, you know, a lot of them, from what I saw, were agreeing with me that at this point, he's most likely going to face a jail sentence. And obviously, it's not even going to be that long. From what I've read, it's probably going to be just like a 90-day thing. It won't be like a multi-year thing or anything like that. But he still probably will face jail sentence. Like, I'm sure he's going to have his license rescinded. I mean, there's no way that he can drive a car anymore. I mean, there's just no chance. He's lost that privilege. It's a privilege, not a right, to drive a car. And John Jones has lost that privilege. But the other thing is, some lawyers were saying that because of the coronavirus, a lot of the resources from first responders, they're being used as far as that goes right now. So the district attorney might want to cut a deal with John Jones and just kind of not have him go through the court system and have a trial, because obviously that takes a lot of resources. So that could happen too. If that happens, I mean, you'd assume that he wouldn't be getting that much jail time, because why would he agree to it otherwise? He'd probably just want to go through the trial and just see what happens. But I still feel like he's going to serve some sort of jail time. And in my opinion, him being stripped of the title is almost a formality at this point. You know, it sucks, because John Jones is such a talented fighter. He really is. And I'd love to see him continue to defend his belt. But 5 years ago, he was stripped of the belt when he crashed into that car, broke that pregnant woman's arm, and then ran away from the scene of the accident. And he got away with that. And I don't think he's going to get away with this one. So I'm pretty sure he's going to face some sort of jail punishment. And it sucks. But, you know, the guy's got to learn his lesson, man. And you know, a lot of fighters I've seen were defending him on the weekend, Valentina Shevchenko and Francis Ngannou. And, you know, it's cool if, you know, we have like a brotherhood, sisterhood in MMA, and they're all, you know, kind of sticking up for one another. But in this case, how do you defend a drunk driver? Seriously, how messed up are your morals where you're defending a drunk driver? Like, you can't defend it. People die every day because some idiot got behind his wheel drunk. And in this case, John Jones is lucky he didn't kill anyone. So, you know, great fighter, but he makes really bad decisions, especially when he's been drinking. And the guy probably does have an alcohol problem. I don't know him personally or anything like that, but we can see the pattern, right? So, you know, I hope you guys get the help he needs. But I feel like at this point, these lawyers are correct and that he's going to have to face some sort of punishment. And that's probably going to be some sort of jail sentence, even though it's probably not going to be that long. He's probably going to have to feel what that's like. And maybe he'll learn his lesson then. Maybe once he's in jail for a few months and he realizes, yo, I don't want to be here, you know, because no one wants to be in jail. It's not a place you want to be. It's a scary place. Last thing here, Will Brooks, former UFC fighter, former Bellator champion. He signed with Aris FC in Italy. So good for Will Brooks. But he was supposed to fight, I think it was next weekend. The card's off, so he's not going to be fighting on that card. But he will be fighting for them whenever the MMA schedule resumes. So good starting for them, Aris. They have a few other guys in the UFC, obviously, as well. Juan Adams they just signed to. So they have a few former UFC guys, a few notable names. Good signing for them. Will Brooks definitely, you know, has never really lived up to the hype, I think, since he left Bellator. But I'll tell you this. I do respect Will Brooks because he was a champion at Bellator, and he said, you know what? I will take less money to go to the UFC because I want to be a UFC champion and I want to pursue my dream of being a UFC champion. How can you not respect that? You know, and it did not work out for him. He went 1-3 in the UFC. He beat Ross Pearson. He lost to Alex Oliveira, Charles Oliveira, and Nick Lentz. And he got cut. And since then, he went to PFL. He actually was undefeated in PFL. They let him go, though, because his fights weren't too exciting. And then he lost to Gleison Tibau at Battlefield FC in Korea. I don't know if he was even paid for that fight because I know those promoters are super sketchy. It was a really controversial submission, probably you know, a no contest in the States because it was pretty controversial. But, yeah, you know, you got to respect the guy, though, seriously, because he took less money to fight for the UFC. It didn't work out for him, but at least he pursued his dream, and at least he chased his dream, which is something that can't be said for a lot of people because a lot of people get complacent where they are. They don't chase their dream. This guy did. Didn't work out, but you got to respect that. Let's see what else I missed here. There's a video of this boxer, Billy Joe Saunders, floating around, and he basically, he teaches you how to beat up your wife or girlfriend if they're mouthing off or acting up. He's hitting a punching bag. Apparently, it was a joke. I don't know how anyone could find that funny, you know? And I was just really surprised because I posted the article on BJ Penn, and a lot of, like, people in the comments were like, this is hilarious, like, people are taking it too seriously. Like, how is that funny at all? Like, I don't see how joking around about beating up your girlfriend is funny. How is that funny? Like, in what world is that funny? People are messed up, man. Seriously, like, that's not funny. It was sick. It was twisted. And he apologized. His apology was not genuine whatsoever. You can even see in the comments, people are like, you know, just like, that was terrible. And he's just mouthing off at fans in the comments. This guy is, he's got serious issues. He's did a lot of stupid stuff. Go read his Wikipedia. He's been involved in some dumb stuff. Yeah, he's undefeated. I think he's 29-0. He's supposed to fight Canelo Alvarez. Like, obviously, he's a good boxer, but not a very good person, you know, quite frankly. And this video is just disgusting. Seriously, like, what the hell? You know, I was just like, what's going on here? Like, I was just surprised when I saw this. Like, really? You know? And I was just sickened by the comments because people somehow defend people like this. And people somehow defend people like John Jones who drive drunk. I don't get it, guys. I seriously don't. Like, you can just say someone's not a very good person when they do stupid stuff and they do stuff that's dangerous and you know, criminal. So, stupid. You know, on the opposite, Stipe Miocic, he urged his fellow MMA fighters to make an impact in the community, which I love to see. I mean, Stipe is, you know, this is a guy who's a role model. He's still a firefighter, man. He works two jobs. He's an MMA fighter. He's a firefighter. And he said, I took an oath and, you know, it's to save people's lives, basically, and that's what he's doing. So, you know, kudos to Stipe, man. I mean, the guy, he's the man. He really is, and he is a great fighter and an even better firefighter from everything we've seen. So, you know, good for him. You know, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully nothing happens to Stipe because, obviously, a lot of firefighters now are testing positive for this, a lot of police officers, nurses, of course, paramedics. So it's a scary thing, but, you know, definitely it was cool to see him speak up. And you know, you got to give Conor McGregor a lot of credit, because he's been at the top of this. And you know, Conor is a guy that he's did a lot of bad stuff too in his life. I mean, the hitting the guy in the bar, and that was pretty bad, and the cell phone incident, and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, Conor's been in, you know, involved in so many things. Nothing like a DWI, from what I can remember. But I will say this, you know, he's been at the forefront of this crisis, and he's been nothing but a role model himself in Ireland, you know, telling fans, you know, wash your hands, stay in lockdown, stay in quarantine. And, you know, he donated £1 million, I should say, towards the effort. So, I mean, this guy, he's been a role model during this. I mean, in general, no. I mean, he's definitely a guy that's, you know, did a lot of stupid stuff. But I will say this, I think Conor's kind of, he's a guy that I think has learned a little bit from his mistakes, you know. I'd love to say that, and hopefully that doesn't come back to bite me when he does something stupid. But at this point, you know, you got to give the guy some credit. Whereas I think some guys like John Jones and them can really, you know, work on that. But yeah, I'm just looking at the news here. You know, Jacare Souza shows empathy for John Jones. Like, come on, guys, seriously, this guy was driving drunk. Why do you have to show empathy? Can't you just say he's stupid? By the way, for the Billy Joe Saunders thing, Jimmy Manuel is one of the people in the comments, and he was like going off on the guy. I'd love to see him fight that guy and just beat him up. See what it feels like to get hit. Anyways, Ali Abdelaziz denies UFC 249 is going to take place in Saudi Arabia, so that's not going to happen there, probably. It's not going to happen in Abu Dhabi. It's not going to happen in Brooklyn, obviously. So I guess Florida seems like the front runner at this point. I can't see anywhere else where it take place. Joanna Jędrzejczyk, she's posted some updates on her face. Looks like she's feeling a lot better after that war with Wu Zhang. I mean, what a freaking fight. That fight was amazing. I was talking to my friend yesterday. I haven't talked to him in a few months, and sent me a message asking how I'm doing, which is nice to see. I mean, that's the one thing about this. You know, I have talked to, you know, a few friends I haven't seen in a while, just, you know, asking how they're doing and stuff, which is nice. You know, people do actually care, which is good to hear. But he was just like, man, did you see that fight? I was like, yeah, dude, that was a sick fight. It was such a great fight, guys. Seriously, what an amazing fight. You know, everyone's talking about it. I had my dad ask me, he was like, hey, was there like a really good chick fight the other day? I'm like, yeah, there was a really good fight. He's gonna watch that fight at some point. I don't think it's online yet, but I'll find a way to show it to him. Anyways, I think that's it for today's podcast. Of course, I'm going to be doing 2 a week until this is over. I mean, hopefully it doesn't change. I really want to keep doing the podcast, though. So at this point, it's going to be Monday and Friday, unless something changes. So I'll be back Friday. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of news in between. But for now, follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. And I'll plug some stuff here over at MMAoddsBreaker.com, the podcast. And Nick's been posting some videos of like old fights and stuff like that, and some betting odds for other events. So definitely check that out. There are some events going on, like in Europe. And also the Chael Sonnen submission thing was happening yesterday, Submission Underground. So stuff like that, they do happen. Nick's posting odds for that, so definitely check that out. I think me and Nick are the only people doing any like content right now for MMA Oddsbreaker, but of course, you know, a lot of websites are like that at the moment. MMArings.net. I just posted the other day a heavyweight division fight fixing. Because fight fixing was a series of articles I did for a long time, and I stopped doing them, but basically it's like matchmaking articles. And Michael over there at MMA Ratings asked me to do each division and go down from, you know, heavyweight to, I guess, strawweight, women's strawweight. So I started with heavyweight. I gave 5 matches I'd love to see. I just sent in my light heavyweight one. So that's going to take place. That's going to be released probably today. So definitely check that out. And BJPenn.com, always writing for them. There is news that still happens, so I'm always going to be writing for them. But, of course, not as much news as there normally is during a normal week of MMA. Anyways, that's it for today's show, guys. I really appreciate you tuning in. I'll be back Friday for the next edition of the podcast. Stay safe. Keep washing your hands and practice social distancing, everyone. Guys, have a great day, and I'll see you on Friday. Bye.